Time to have a look at the race meeting in Launceston tonight here on From the Stables. And who better to do that with than leading driver Ricky Duggan, who joins me online. How are you going, Ricky?
G'day, Doug. How are you, mate?
Yes, I'm very well. Let's have a look at three of your five drives in Launceston tonight. We'll kick it off in the first race with Beach Boy Butch, who does have the outside of the second row draw and was pretty good winning first up off a long break last time out on December 13th.
Yeah, he was. They weren't as strong. Just the same, Duncan. This is going to be tougher tonight. Drawn 13 over a mile's never easy naturally. But he's a bit of a bugger. He's a bit of a handful early. But like you said, first up for a long time. Last time he done everything right, and handled that field. But it's going to be a lot tougher tonight. Drawn 13 over a mile. But if he does it right and can get a decent toe into it, I'm sure he'll finish off okay again.
Yeah, we've seen mentally he's had a few problems in the past, but the motor that you got to feel last time out, does he feel like a horse that if he puts it all together, he'll be able to go through the groups?
Possibly, don't. Yeah, I think he's shown that, when Rowan Illia had him some time back, and naturally Mark only had the one run with him now, but I think he's always shown that, when he does it right and does everything right and gets the right run, he can go okay.
Let's go over to the main race on the program. It's the $15,000 Keith Stanley Debutante Stakes, where you partner up with Paul Hill with Rock and Roll Nitro. You and Paul have had a great success over a long period of time with these two-year-old races, and this is the first one here. I noticed this fella's had three trials, and you've been in the sulky all three. What's your first impressions with him?
Yeah, nice enough little horse. Not very big, but a nice horse, and Paul's other runner, the one horse, Rock Over Time, he's a nice horse too. He'll be a nice horse with a bit of time on him, I reckon, the one horse. But the Rock and Roll Nitro horse, he's trial good and does everything right, and drawn good enough tonight in there. But Paul Ashwood's horses, he always turns out his two-year-olds in good order too. And I see they've trialed pretty good, a couple of them, so no doubt they'll be hard. But it's always hard, the first two-year-old race of the season.
Yeah,
that's where you get a bit more of an idea once we've had this, what can go and what can't. But like you said, Paul Hill's two-year-olds, he's done a fantastic job with them over the years, for a lot of years now. He always gets his babies up and going, and these ones are going okay too.
Yeah, certainly does do a good job. With Rock and Roll Nitro, just having a look at his most recent trial in Hobart, he was able to lead a slow first quarter and got his last half mile in 60.5. Did he do that well within himself?
Yeah, good enough. Done it easy enough, Duncan. And so did the one horse, the Rock Over Time horse. He finished nearly alongside him, so they both ran home pretty good together.
Yeah, so that's certainly a race of intrigue, the $15,000 Keith Stanley Debutante Stakes. And the last drive we'll have a chat about in the podcast, Rick, is in race number four, where you team up with Deb Williams and Al Perseus once again. And he comes into this race off a last start second behind Boss Major in narrowly defeated.
Yeah, he does, yeah. He struck a bit of a purple patch, the little Al Perseus. He was a good run last start when he ran second to the Boss Major horse. He just out-toughed him, but Al Perseus, which doesn't really suit him, had to get going and sustain a long run from about the 700, which isn't really Al Perseus's go, but he done a good job just to go down. His last three or four runs have been good. He was a winner four runs back, and his last couple for a third and a second, so he's going pretty good. And tonight's race is it's not going to be easy again. He's probably going to have to get going and be put into it at some stage early, which probably doesn't suit him. But if he found the back of something and could get carted into it, he'll be finishing off good.
Yes, certainly should be on his recent racing. Ricky, appreciate the insight into a couple of your drives in Launceston tonight, and I wish you the very best of luck.
No worries. Thanks, mate.